ラジオ ETC。 イギリス出身 ETC 英会話のリチャード先生にお話を聞きしました。英語を話すときにはストレートな表現を使わなければならない、そんなふうに考えているとしたら、そのことが英語の上達を妨げているのかもしれません。英語はストレートな言語という日本人の誤解が、ネイティブスピーカーの方にとってこんな不自然な現象を生んでいるようです。リチャード先生が日本に来たばかりの体験を紹介してくれました。
Sometimes Japanese confuse English as being a language where you can ask direct questions and this sometimes makes problems because in England English is very similar to Japanese and there are a lot of ways of expressing things or avoiding expressing opinions or ideas by using vague words or saying nothing or changing the topic. I can give you an example of this in Japan. When I first came to Japan, sometimes I would go to Akachochin, a small bar, to eat yakitori and drink some beer. And then somebody sitting next to me, another customer, would maybe speak a little English. And they always would ask me the same set of questions. And that would be, where are you from? How old are you? Are you married? Where do you live? And I used to say, oh, are you a policeman? Because you want to ask me so many questions, right? And so I sometimes do an English class on this particular thing. How can we get information without asking a direct question? So, for example, instead of asking where do you live, which is a requires information, and if I just met you in the restaurant, I don't know if you're a good guy or maybe a bad guy. So I don't want to tell you my address where I live. So if you say where do you live, people will avoid giving you an answer. So what is a better question? Well, you could say, oh, do you live nearby? Then the person can say yes or no. And if they like, they have an option. They can say, yes, I live next to the post office, or I live near the police station. So there's a kind of opportunity to just say yes or no, or to add something on.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。